United Nations of dub. Got to be united. United Nations of dub. United Nations of dub.
United Nations of Dub presents
The mighty Aimitri Counteraction, seen alongside Richie Roots and the one and only Ital Roots, seen
original UK Rasta step. United Nations of Dub presents.
Greetings and blessings to each and everyone out there. United Nations of Dub with another live edition featuring a very special guest. And enough respect to the Catalyst crew. Big respect each and every time to all of the live listeners. I will get to each and every one of you. As usual, you can get in touch just by texting us at 603-00. If you're within the UK, just text us at 603-00 and just make sure you start your text message with the word demon. Otherwise, you can always email us at studio@demonfm.co.uk. But if you head to demonfm.co.uk anyway, there's a messenger just by the player. Do make sure you use it. Let us know how you're feeling. Tonight, we have an extra special full-on yard flavor as local DJ, Bridgen, and fellow radio man, DJ 745, is live in the station with me, holding a bag of vinyl and a whole heap of recent sounds from Jamaica, where he was very fortunate to be part of Rebel Salute and be in the background and get enough interviews and a whole heap of other things which he's been posting for weeks now. And I have been very excited to follow and couldn't wait for this show. So enough respect to Bridgen, DJ 745, right here live and direct. And we shall be talking about the experience more recently. The man is in it wasn't his virgin journey, let's just put it that way. And you shall hear that from the selection. But special yard roots, new roots, and a lot of fresh things from yard tonight with a Rebel Salute flavor. Correct, Mr. DJ?
Most definitely.
All right, so run the session. Blessings, each and every one. We shall get to one and all. Do make sure you get in touch.
Ja! Greetings, each and every one. Roots and culture.
Yeah.
No otherwise. It's time for the world to really and truly recognize United Nations of Dub.
United Nations A Dub live like each and every Monday from 8 till 10. Tonight's special guest DJ 745 with a special on Rebel Salute selection and some interviews. We shall get to it in a few moments. Yard Flavor tonight. Get in touch. 60300 is the number. Text us if you're within the UK, starting your text message with the word demon. Otherwise, just get online demonfm.co.uk and just check on the player, the message and link, or you can even email us studio@demonfm.co.uk. DJ 745, special selection, Rebel Salute, fresh from Yard. Listen keenly. Run it, King.
Traveling more than 2,000 miles, more than 2,000 miles. Can't get no home, can't get no home. Shady tree, to race, race, can't get no shady tree, to
race, race.
The sun's so red hot,
race, race,
hotter than hot. Let me
let me tell you, this is the song we were singing, coming along, oh yes, coming along, oh yes, coming along, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Wapa to the wah, to the wap, wap, wah. You wapa to the wah, to the wap, wap, wah. You wapa to the wah, to the wap, wap, wah. This is the song we were singing. Coming along, coming along.
Wapa to the wine. Wapa to the wine. Wapa to the wine. Wapa to the wine.
Yes, and we're going to be forwarding with a dub straight away. DJ 745 on the selection. We have a special Rebbe Salute vibe tonight. We shall be discussing the festival, playing some interviews too, and generally running vibes straight from Yard. It's DJ 745, you know, Runny King, United Nations of Dub.
Original UK Rasta Sepa transmission. We and Judy got some place in the nation, you know.
Fusion,
United Nations of Dub.
Thousand miles.
Wapa to the wine.
Enough Respect, DJ 745 here tonight with a special straight from Yard, you know the man, Fresh, and from Rebel Salute. And we shall be talking about this in very, very soon, in not so long from now. Enough Respect to each and every one. Let me do some big ups. Blessed love to Max Sense. Enough Respect, Dr. Land. Blessed love, my bridge and liberty. Enough Respect to AMP International, out of Greece. Blessed love each and every time to Empress Williams. Empress B, big up yourself. Cy Smith, blessed love. Philip Fernandez Arias, enough respect each and every time. Hold tight, wanted, blessed love. Man like Rutical greets bros. Toll up, 745, keeping the people alive, as I would say, says Rutical. Enough respect, King. King 745 is ready. We started with some Bob and some Natural Mystic on a very special version on a 45. And we progressed with some Dennis Brown into some Burning Spear. And we're still forwarding another, over another hour and a half still to go. It's United Nations Adob.
You take us away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the post by and say, humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother.
Da-da-da.
Discussing off air. Special request to all the Roots lovers, all the Yard lovers. Special request to the Rebel Salute Massive, the ones that were there. DJ 745, fresh off the plane and still carrying a bit of that sunshine on the man's skin. Straight from the festival, straight from backstage. We shall be chatting once he gets away from the decks. Currently selecting through some Burning Spear. And you can't go wrong with the Roots. Enough respect to all the French Massive. Mighty Culture, big up yourself. Enough respect to all the Portuguese crew. iRoots, big up yourself. Enough respect, Queen Easy, all the German Massive. Blessed love each and every time. Blessed love Philip Fernandez Arias, if I didn't big you up already. Hold tight Empress Tracy Merrick. Enough respect to my Bridget Al out of Ireland. Big up yourself each and every time. Enough respect to all the massive out there locked on live. And we shall be vibesing up the place. Special warmness for the ones in the UK. Quite cold. Anyway, forward King.
United Nations of Dub. I, Sister Rashida, love to hear roots and culture. Play it!
The good father passed by and said, humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, E.T. Wadada.
Tune to United Nations of Dub, just like each and every Monday night, 8 to 10, right here in Ademon FM. And when you hear Demon, don't think of it as anything demonic. We should make this clear. This is a roots and culture show, and Demon is based off De Montfort University, where the station is based. We're a student radio community station, so don't get it twisted, although it could potentially be easy to do so. It's a little word game developed with the student factor. Anyway, back to the subject tonight. Special guest, local DJ, local Bridging, local radio man DJ 745 with a special selection, Yard Flavor tonight, and some Abyssinians following, and right after that we have Bernard Collins on a special interview straight from Rebel Salute 2013, which happened a few days ago, really. So, forward with some Abyssinians, enough respect to the Ites, locked on. This is DJ 745 selecting all the way till 10 o'clock.
You know, United Nations of Trump, you see, Selassie I, Joe, Rastafari. Ah, yes.
Hi, my name is Bernard Sutter Collins, original lead singer of the Abyssinians. When I'm in England, I always listen to DJ 745. Hi, and I, Bernard Collins, original lead singer of Abyssinian Sadat. Sata Masagana. Sata Masagana.
Abyssinians, I just double checked, were indeed on the lineup this year at Rebel Salute, and DJ 745 just happened to be there, and also just happened to be backstage where he recorded the following. Run it, King.
DJ 745, Rebel Salute, day two, the 20th anniversary. It gives me great pleasure to welcome a Rasta elder, Bernard Sutter Collins of the Abyssinians.
Saramasagana, Miseme Anya. Hi, this is Bernard Sutter Collins, original Abyssinian.
What a performance that was this evening. The crowd really, really took to some of those hits from the 1960s and 70s when you were working alongside Cox and Dodd?
Well, listen, people, I'm acquainted with these songs from way back, you know. These are like household names. All these songs were recorded over 40 odd years. So most of the youths, them grew up on it. They grew up hearing these songs. So it becomes like a household thing to them, you know what I mean?
I mean, listening to your voice today and the band today, it didn't sound like you were 40 years old because you still had that sort of that energy and spirit that was there from the origins of the Abyssinians.
Well, I keep exercising, you know. I've been riding a bicycle from 1962. That's over 50 years. Same year we got independent. I got my first bike. And I'm 74 now. I'm 64 now. And never stop riding my bicycle. You know what I mean? So I keep on a level. I keep on the same level. Like 40, 50 years ago.
Most definitely. Now, you just touched on the topic of the 50th year anniversary of the independence of Jamaica. As a person that's grown up through that change, what are your thoughts on where we are today?
No, where we are today, we made strides in certain areas, you know, but in other areas, we fail, you know, in an economical sense. The whole system and government full of corruption, you know, but everything is here. Jamaica is one of the richest countries in the Caribbean island, you know what I mean? But no one wants to invest in the country. All the people who have the money, they pile it up in the bank. For what? I don't know. I'm borrowing money every day. I'm owing.
And tonight's Rebel Salute, Tony Rebel's put on a great two nights this year, which is the first time in its history. How do you feel about how Rebel Salute has grown from strength to strength over the last 20 years?
Well, what I know about Rebel Salute, they always explore. They always try to discover certain acts like myself who've been hidden roots. They're always carrying forward the hidden roots. People like Junior Biles, as Tony Rebel told you, that was one of his greatest shows in the past. Seeing Junior Biles come on the stage holding mic. For years he hadn't hold a mic. And the first time he came back on Rebel Salute, he held that mic and was so astonished for a couple of minutes that he never said a word. And when he realized, he started to sing and the whole place teared him.
What do you think needs to happen in order to help to preserve this rich heritage we have within reggae music?
Oh, well, something has to be done in Jamaica, you know. We have to set up a... We need a lot of things here. You know, first we need an artist union. You know, we're a cooperative where the artists can come together and analyze certain contracts before they leave Jamaica. You know, we know say everything is straightened. But right now, Jamaica don't control reggae music. To me, reggae music is controlled by outside forces, you know. So we just have to go by the rules. So, you know what I mean? But we need an artist cooperative here, a union for the artists where you can sort out. We got union here, but they're not doing one shit, you know. But we need a cooperative amongst the artists where they can sort out the contract, sort out the business before they actually leave Jamaica. You know what I mean? That means they know that X amount of value coming back to Jamaica.
What message could you give to the people that have supported your music for so many years and going forwards?
Well, I tell them, so keep listening to good music, not only my music. I try to create tune that lasts, you know. If it don't make sense, I don't record. I'm not the type of artist who just go on every rhythm or drum to anything. I'm more like a perfectionist, you know. For years, I have the album out. From 1999, the last album came out. I just finished up a new album here now with Sly and Robbie. But I like to know that things is straight and things is clean. That's when the music come out, it can live for the next century. You know, you don't just live for 2 days. Live on. Like Sata Masagana, Declaration of Rights. Sata Masagana album. One of the greatest reggae albums. Not me said that, people outside said that.
I mean, I definitely agree with that because that's one of those classic albums that always stays in the collection because the music on there is so relevant even today as well.
Yes, indeed. You know, we keep on trying on the same tradition, you know. We won't change from our roots, you know. Yeah.
Bernard Collins, we give thanks for your time today. What a wonderful performance.
Yes, thanks very much, you know. Sometimes I don't know when my performance is wonderful. People have to tell me. You know, sometimes I feel sluggish when I get off the stage. I say, damn good show, man.
Well, certainly tonight here on night two, you put on a wonderful performance and the crowd loved every single minute of it. We give thanks.
Yeah, give thanks for that. We love that.
To reggae.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bernard Sutter Collins, original lead singer of the Abyssinians. When I'm in England, I always listen to DJ 745. Hi, and I, Bernard Collins, original lead singer of Abyssinian Sadat. Sata Masagana.
Demon FM. Let me say it again. United Nations of Dub.
Now that's dub, man. Off air, chatting to a few of the eyes online. Lots of you inspired. Lots of you having memories of your early years and your introduction into the world of reggae. And same way over here. Such a healing effect this early roots style has. Such a vibe and such a positive impact. And in the meantime, one of the producers is mentioning the walk-in dub from Burning Spear from earlier on as being, I'm not going to name anyone. A lot of people pour their hearts out on radio. That's the way it is. We're not here to expose the beauty of the heart in such raw terms. We tend to take it easy, you know, easy on the ears, but deep in the heart still. So bless up to all the producers, all the artists, all the players of musical instruments, those who actually understand what I'm talking about at this particular instance of me rambling on. Either way, the man was saying that that particular track was the thing that made him look into dub, and we all in the music world have our moments. We heard Bernard Collins live and direct as interviewed by our special selection guest tonight, live in the building, man like DJ 745, a good virgin and a very good broadcaster that if you live near the area, you will have not missed. And beyond, of course, these days of the internet. And he's just passed me one of the flyers. Tonight's theme is Rebel Salute 2013, which happened to be the 20th anniversary. And for the first time, as I was being told off air this year, it was 2 days long. It was subtitled The Preservation of Reggae. It was at the Richmond Estate Priory, St. Anne. And it was a crazy, crazy couple of nights. Just to give you an idea, looking at Friday, Aswad, Carlton Livingston, Chronics, Cockney Melody, Dre Island, Earl Duckley, Etana, General Trees, Hempress Sativa, a lot of young upcoming roots artists, as you heard Father Bernard say, Hopeton James, Hopeton James, Izinga Iron, Kabaka Pyramid, Nuff of the youth, Luciano Littlejohn, Lone Ranger, Louis Culture, Professor Nuts, Roots Underground, the live band, Shinehead, Alta America, and Taurus Riley, of course, Tony Rebel, the man behind it all, Protege, and the Indignation backing band. Or is it just the vibes? We shall find out in a minute because it's all fresh and I may be talking over my head, backed by the Gumption Band. And on Saturday, not to ramble on, Abyssinius featuring Bernard Collins, Busy Signal, Kali P, Chesidek, just skimming through it, I Octane, I Wayne, Nuff artists like Mighty Diamonds, like Pablo Moses, like President Brown, Queen Africa, jeez, Raging Fire, the dub band, Richie Spice singing melody, Sizzler, Terra Fabulous, Tony Tuff, you get the point. you get the point. So we shall be chatting with the man himself in a few minutes about the experience, and generally about the experience of going back to Yard year after year, as enough of the eyes listening do. Before that, though, a couple more tracks, and I need to stop rambling on. It's 10 to 9 almost, and we have a whole other hour and 10 minutes. Ranad King 745.
Kill him! Rastafari. United Nations of Dog, Roots and Culture.
Demon FM. Let me say it again. United Nations of Dub. Play me some dub style.
again off air, finding out about Addis Pablo. 745 says the man has continued his father's works. Same record shop, same vibes. So good to see the youth coming out, the new generation, supporting the proper roots, the proper vibes passed down by the elders, you know? Sounds of Addis Pablo, United Nations of Dub. 745 selection. Tight Cy Smith, all the Norfolk Massive. Enough respect to the local family. Always hooked up with some sort of bottle. More likely bubbly. Bless up Empress Paula. You didn't even sign that and I knew. To remember to sign your text messages. One thing leads to the next, you know? Generation of roots, Addis Pablo, picking up where his father left off. Big shoes to fill, but done in a beautiful, humble, proper way. You know, you can hear it in the man's works. And 745, what you reckon? We should have a little chat, maybe? You want to play a couple more tunes? We'll switch the hour and then we'll have a little sit down. Yes. And as 745 was saying, has picked up the works and is running his father's shop. More about yard, fresh from the man, fresh from yard, in a few minutes. Meanwhile, I have to big up all the massive up there. Blessed love to Nick Sata each and every time. The eyes from the vibes, you know? The man working with his eyes. I don't know where I was going with that, but you get the idea. Blessed love to man Al from out of Ireland. And hold tight, all my Ethiopian crew, Japarta, big up yourself each and every time. Blessed love to my Italian massive, Marco Governatori. Hold tight, blessed love each and every time. Hold tight, my Southend-on-Sea crew, Michaela, Karen, big up yourself. Enough respect, Queen Easy, as we said. Enough respect to all the German massive. Hold tight, Sata Tree. Blessed love to my Bridgen Rutikal. Blessed love to Celt Islam. Enough respect up north. Blessed love, Maxence. Hold tight, all the good people supporting the roots, supporting the vibes. Blessed love, my Bridgen Sen. Nancy Tom, all of the Peristeri crew, hold tight each and every one down there in Athens, Greece. Big up yourselves. Hold tight AMP International, big up yourselves. Good news on the launch party coming in March in Athens for the United Nations of Dub Weekend happening in about 32 days, but who's counting? Blessed love, Jenna J. Byland. Enough respect to my Bridgen Samity, all my Bulgarian crew. Big up yourself. Blessed love, Alexandra Jalex. Enough respect, Rutikal Dub Foundation. Hold tight, each and every Roots lover out there. DJ 745 selecting and vibesing us with experiences and tunes and interviews from Rebel Salute. You know, enough respect.
In tune to United Nations of Dub.
Legitimate or not, some claim indemnity from the original plot, as though their integrity could still be intact. But what is the likelihood of that when if you trace the source of each resource they've got, they're tapped into the veins.
United Nations.
Pull it.
Selassie, Rastafari.
So speaking of new artists and new roots vibes coming out of Yard, man like Rory out of Stone Love produces these days. This is Janai, and check this out. This is a very deep tune, and hold tight for a little vibe coming up after.
Legitimate or not, some claim indemnity from the original plot, as though their integrity could still be intact. But what is the likelihood of that when if you trace the source of each resource they've got, they're tapped into the veins of the masses the system maintains, feeding on their youthfulness and draining from their brains. And then the weak ones are rejected, armed and turned toward the strife. They return with force and take away their life. But make no mistake, there is life in abundance for all to partake. So war is redundant, and but too many good feelings, we all are the same. The essence of life in this physical plane, so nothing can restrain the love. You just have to claim the love. Yes, I remember the censorship of showing your roots, deception with no lie conditioning for the youths. Straightening their follicles while twisting their minds, replacing old traditions with their programs for decline. But as I rebel, my natty swells defiance of the taming, my natural advantage I'm proclaiming. These spirals map the course of life and represent the force of life, connected to the source of life. So make no mistake, there is life in abundance for all to partake. So war is redundant and hate is futile. But too many put feelings, all are the same. The essence of life in this physical plane, so nothing can restrain the love. You just have to claim it, you just have to claim it, you just have to claim the love.
Pull it again, pull it. Okay, too much excitement taking over. We're just going to switch it up a little bit, and we're going to have a little talk. Because off air, there's so much valuable information coming from this man that you lot should be hearing. So a little override there. Blessing. And a little chat with the Bredgen, who has been standing and jumping around and playing his tunes. And he's just going to step up to the mic now. Because, as I was saying, there's been so much going on in the last few weeks as you have been down there. And it's all happening off air. And let's capture some of that. So, greetings, DJ 745.
Greetings, Imitri and the United of Nations of Dub family.
It's such a pleasure to have the eye on.
Most definitely, it's a pleasure being here. We give thanks for bringing 745 into the studios here today.
It's been long time coming, really, and I have been very, as I said earlier, I have been you're a Bredgen on Facebook, so I've been getting all these sunset updates and sunrise updates and sort of play on us having snow, and you know, I can't lie, I was a little bit jealous. And then to top it off, there's all these pictures from Rebel Salute, these 2 days of completely crazy activity. So let's just talk a little bit about how you ended up briefly about how you ended up doing this vibe, obviously radio and collecting records, of which I know you have plenty, and we're talking vinyl, people, not MP3s. And so tell us a little bit about that, and then from that we can lead into to Yard, and then from there into the actual festival and this particular artist, which is exciting us so. But interestingly enough, we shall get into it in a second. So please let us know, who is DJ 745? How did it all come about?
I think really for me, growing up, I used to listen to a lot of DJs around Leicester. I'm not going to mention too many names, but, you know, people in, this is like the early 90s, playing lots of different types of music. And I just drew to reggae music. I don't know what it was about it, but you know when you could get like a spiritual calling towards the music, and then you get deeper and deeper into it. And it's a bit like the internet, in that you can go onto a certain web page to look for something, and then before you know it, you go to another thing and then another thing. And that's how I've always seen music.
And it kind of overtakes your record buying. Before you know it, you're only buying that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, I hear that.
You know, I mean, when I was first listening to reggae music, I was really listening to people like Garnet Silk. Mm-hmm. He's probably one of the first artists that I remember listening to and really penetrating his music deep and thinking, yeah, this is the way forward.
I can see that clearly. Yeah, definitely. So from there, obviously, you look towards Yard, and you somehow decided you were going down.
Absolutely, yeah. Most definitely decided literally about 3 weeks ago, before Rebel Salute, that I want to go back there.
No, but I mean, the first time.
The first.
Let's take it slightly quick, but step at a time still. So the first time, how did you go from getting records here, and presumably you were already doing some slots playing, or at least on radio, and so your enthusiasm was growing. I suspect you wanted more jingles and things like that. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
I think the first trip for me was back in March 2000.
Right.
It was a time when there were certain things happening within my personal life that meant that I wanted to go there and look more deeply into the music and look at the origins of the music that I've been listening to for, you know, 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. So I decided to make the trod there. Single-handed, didn't know a single person in Jamaica.
Brave soul.
But you know, I was fortunate that I made a few contacts from here, and you know, some of the record stores down in London that I used to visit, they said, well, look, if you're traveling to Kingston, it's not a good idea to travel by yourself. Take a number of a couple of people, give them a link when you're there. That's exactly what I did, and throughout all of my trips to Jamaica and Kingston, it's just pure love that we've dealt with. You know.
That's so good to hear, man. In a time where a lot of people chat a lot of craziness, and we hear a lot of crazy news, and we all know what Yard is going on, you know, it is still very important to put that message out that, you know, it's a lot to do with the personal vibe as well. And, you know, I guess with certain choices and what your intentions are, all of that plays a role. And I say this because I know you, you're a very positive, very direct kind of person. You're very organized with your vibes. And, you know, to know that somebody with that strong vibe and that good vibe can just, you know, take that with them down there is really something that should be put out there. So you went down there 2000, and presumably that's happened a few several times because you obviously got hooked. And so we're not going to get too deeply into this, because on the show we want the music to do much of the talking. And
right.
So we take it from there, and you've been collecting all these years. We were saying about jingles before, and you've lost count almost, and just generally collecting dub plates and looking records and going to all these original testing plants and so on. I think we need to do another show to just go through all of that. Long story short, this year suddenly you decide, I will be going down, and it just so happens it's Rebel Salute. So tell us about this year's visit.
Okay, I went to Rebel Salute back in 2009, and ever since then I've been saying every year to my family, I'm going to go back. And then you get certain circumstances, situations in life that prevent you from doing what you want to do. And then this year just felt like the right time.
Because you're a professional, we should say that. You know, you're right. a serious professional. We're actually linked in other ways as well, because you are in a medical profession.
Right.
We don't have to get into too much details. But you're also a family man. And so you are an exceptionally busy man, and somehow managed to fit a full-time DJ schedule in there as well. So it's just to give people a context here. Finally, so the vibe is, you're saying you're going?
That's it. I decided literally about 3 or 4 days before Christmas, Rebel Salute is calling, and made the arrangements, took a trip down there for about, I was there for about 9 days, and I kind of went with a program in my mind of what I wanted to do around Kingston, and of course Rebel Salute was the main 2 days that was a reason for me to go to Jamaica this time. But I was saying to you off air that you go with a certain program and you're going there to link up with a particular artist or a producer, but then for some reason you can't quite get to meet that artist on that particular day, but then you end up meeting someone else completely unexpected. And that's the vibes around Kingston, within the music studios, that, you know, you can go to meet a particular artist, he might be in a rehearsal or something, but then on a motorbike another artist will just drive up or something. And most of these artists in, you know, the roots reggae sort of scene, they're quite happy to embrace the music, the culture, talk to you, give you interviews and things like that. So I'm very blessed, I feel, to be able to have that opportunity to talk to artists. I've always felt that reggae music is such a close-knit community, and it's so low-key as well. I don't feel that in other type of music genres that you could talk to some of the artists that I've had the opportunity to talk to on this particular grassroots level.
You can just walk up to these people, go into the studio and just hang around and see sessions happening and things like that, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you need to have like an introduction to be able to get into some of these studios, because, you know, like in sort of Jamaican fashion, they still have gate men on the studio doors and things like that. But the people that I travel with, they're quite well known in the industry, so we generally don't get any trouble when we're going around the studios.
Brilliant stuff. And 2 days, I suspect you didn't get much sleep.
I didn't get much sleep, but hey, you've got the rest of the life to sleep.
So. Why sleep? Okay, I don't know if you want to talk us through a little bit of that experience about, you know, what it was like. Have you been to one before?
Yeah, so the first time I went to Rebel Salute was back in 2009. That was on the southwest part of Jamaica, at a place called Alligator Pond. Mm-hmm.
And this is a festival obviously organized by
Tony Rebel,
the man himself. Yeah. Let's just put it out. Well, most people would know, but let's just keep the details in check.
Okay, yeah. So I think that the Rebel Salute Festival itself, it actually originated as a celebration for Tony Rebel's Earth Strong back in 1993. Started off as a very, very small event, and then year by year, it's grown bigger and bigger and bigger. When I went in 2009, I would probably estimate that there's around about 15, 20,000 people in an outdoor sports stadium listening to roots reggae music right through until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Yeah. We're kind of less fortunate, let's just put it that way.
You know, we have similar things, obviously, over here in Europe, yeah, because, you know, roots festivals have become bigger and bigger across the UK and over in Europe as well. But I think for me to experience that yard vibes,
it's very much a community thing as well in Jamaica, whereas here it's a separate entity. It's something alien to the surroundings. It's something on its own, whereas there it's part of the area. It's the area itself.
Exactly.
As well as all these influx of people. It's brilliant. So maybe we should forward into some music. And the excitement started with you playing Janine, which is a very new artist. And it just so happens you interviewed her as well. So we have the vocal that we pulled up. I don't know if you wanted to discuss a little bit or what about you meeting her, because and just the camp surrounding a few of the things we were discussing off air. I'm sure the listeners would love to hear, and then we can forward into some more selection before we talk a little bit more.
For me this year, for the Rebel Salute lineup, the actual theme of it was the preservation of reggae music. And one thing that you'll notice immediately when you look at the flyer or, you know, things across the internet is that there's a lot of new roots artists that are very, very up and coming. You know, artists like Janine, who has been doing things for probably about 3 or 4 years, working with people like Don Corleone, recently working with Rory Stone Love and soon to put out a new album. There's a really, really strong link within the artist, people like Janine, who wasn't actually due to appear on Rebel Salute, but she came on with Protégé, who is another aspiring artist, in my opinion. They all seem to be very, very closely connected and working together.
And it's Kabaka as well. It's Zinc Fence, the producer, and Don Corleone, or not necessarily the producers together, but this crew of singers, Chronix.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting new age kind of cruising. And it's like you say, it seems the older generation, like In Other Yard, for instance, do these sessions. I noticed recently they had Janine over and Protege and so on, which is usually a very much an elders kind of thing. And it looks like this festival is a mix of elders alongside really young new artists.
Yes, most definitely. Because Rebel Salute, I think, has always been a festival or an event where they will always give some of the elder artists a time to shine as well. I mean, one of the artists that I managed to talk to and see, Carlton Livingston, and he was saying that this is the first time in 30 years he has actually performed in Jamaica.
Wow. And he's a regular performer, obviously, over here, but wow.
Exactly, yeah. I remember a few years ago, Junior Biles took to the stage, and again, that was probably the first time that he's performed in many, many years in Jamaica.
How was the reception? Were you there when Carlton Livingston went on?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah. I mean, some of the more veteran artists, they were probably only given like maybe like a 15-minute time slot. So It's hard when an artist like Carlton Livingston or Mighty Diamonds has only got 15 minutes to cover so many tracks. But I think that the people, you know, I mean, the crowd actually at Rebel Salute range from babies to very, very elderly people. So it's a very, very diverse crowd. But, you know, people really, really took to the vibes.
Do the babies stay up all night?
You know what? I could see little children running around at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Brilliant. And is it like Sting, where there's about half a second a tune played and things get pulled up, or is it more a musical no. kind of
experience? No. It's a musical experience.
Yeah.
You know, there's no offensive language. The festival organizers go as far as saying no alcohol, no meat actually can be sold on the actual
premises.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Deep vibes. That's the way it is. Well, it is Rebel Salute. So, Janine, you were telling me some very interesting things. We were getting very excited. We've pulled it up twice. We're about to play it again. Tell me about... Is she actually speaking of this on the interview itself? Okay, so maybe we shouldn't spoil it. I always spoil things. Get too excited. So just tell us about just meeting her and a little bit about that moment on stage, if you want, and then we'll run this song straight away.
Most definitely. Well, Janine came on to do a track with Protege on the second night of Rebel Salute. She seemed like an artist that is really focused within what she's actually trying to achieve. You know, a lot of these artists, they're not into the hype thing and things. They're taking things one step at a time because they know that ultimately they're going to reach their goals, whatever it may be musically. But it's just a case of working step by step until the right time comes.
Wicked. So this is DJ 745, and he's been selecting and from new artists performing at Rebel Salute 2013 edition, from which he's pretty much just come back, and we pulled it up twice. This is it again, a brand new powerful artist by the name of Janine. This track is called Legitimate, and it's produced by Rory Stonelove. Run it, King.
United Nations of Dub.
Legitimate or not, some claim indemnity from the original plot, as though their integrity could still be intact. But what is the likelihood of that, when if you trace the source of each resource they've got, they're tapped into the veins of the masses the system maintains, feeding on their youthfulness and draining from their brains. And then the weak ones are rejected, armed and turned toward the strife. They return with force and take away their life. But make no mistake, there is life in abundance for all to partake. So war is redundant and hate is futile. But too many good feelings, we all are the same. The essence of life in this physical plane, so nothing can restrain the love. You just have to claim the love. Yes, I remember the censorship of showing your roots. Deception with no lie conditioning for the youths. straightening their follicles while twisting their minds, replacing old traditions with their programs for decline. But as I rebel, my natty swells defiant of the taming, my natural advantage I'm proclaiming. These spirals map the course of life and represent the force of
United
life.
United Nations.
Connected to the source of life, so make no mistake, there is life in abundance for all to partake. So war is redundant and hate is futile. But too many put feelings. All are the same. The essence of life in this physical plane. So nothing can restrain the love. You just have to claim it. You just have to claim it. You just have to claim the love.
So as discussed, DJ 745 was there when Janine came on stage with Protégé in this year's Rebel Salute 2013. And then backstage, Janine met up with DJ 45 and had the following to say. Some very interesting stuff. This is United Nations of Dub, Ranit King.
So tell me, how was the performance from your perspective? You performed one of the biggest tracks right now that Europe knows from Janine, Legitimate.
Well, Jamaica hardly knows that track, but that's good to know. That's good to know.
We've been hearing that track in Europe for about a year now. Stone Love, Rory's produced it, right? And you're working on an album, I believe, with him as well.
That should be out next month, by the end of February. New Name, produced by Rory Stone Love, yep.
New Name is also a single that we've heard in recent months as well, and we're loving the spiritual vibes that you're putting on.
Give thanks. It's been great. We just came off stage, and we were right before us was Kabaka and then Chronic, so the entire movement is just flowing together, so you have that nice, strong Rastafari roots music current. So we're loving that, and we're very grateful for the opportunity.
Most definitely, because I know that with all these new emerging talent bands like Raging Fire as well, it seems like there's almost like a revival of some of that one drop reggae.
Definitely. And we're staying close to our elders, and we're learning the 1-2, the Naya Bingi vibration. We're keeping it very roots. So all of this music, it feels new, but it is the old, it is the original sound that we're giving Isis to. Yeah.
Janine, we give thanks for your time today. Wish you all the success with the new album launch, New Name, coming out 2013. One love.
So by the end of February, it should be out. Make sure you get it.
Keep it locked. United Nations of Dub, spreading your message of peace and love.
And ganja tea, not no Lipton, no Earl Grey, no Tetley, not no Cersei, we talking sensi. We are fi block off the stock off of the tree. When I was sick, my father gave me, he said, don't drink it fast, drink it slowly. Couple years later, we book a kiki. Him say, what you doing round here, me like a picnic. He said, see me medicine, and me a bone it up. It no make me choke, it no make me cough. Me no keen teeth, me no tune off. Say, oh no, know me, but you don't know the half. I read, oh no, listen to me song. I read, and me get a rub down. I read, pop people get down. That's how we do it in a Kingston town. Me rest in a apartment by the roadside. But when me roll up, it drown out every night. Wheels give me me pre-wise, take me to a soulful place from the inside. Me a specialist when it come to the chalice. Man, I mix up now, blend me a real naturalist. In a me backyard, come in like a Faris. I dey so me cultivate the real cannabis. Send me medicine, yeah, me a burn it off. It no make me choke, it no make me cough. Me no clean teeth, me no too laugh. Say, oh no, know me, but you don't know the art. I read, oh no, listen to me song. I read, and me get a rub down. I read, pop, people get down. That's how we do it in a Kingston town. Give me the light, give me the light, give me the light, sir. Give me the light, give me the light, give me the light, sir. Give me the light, give me the light, give me the light, sir. Yeah, yeah. What you know about grow up on ganja tea? Not no Lipton, no Earl Grey, no Tetley. Not no Cersei, we talking sensi. When you off it, broke off the stock off of the tree. When I was sick, my father gave me. He said, drink it fast, drink it slowly. Couple years later, we broke a kiki. Him say, what you doing round here? Me like a picnic. He said, see me medicine, yeah, me a bun it off. It no make me choke, it no make me cough. Me no keen teeth, me no too laugh. Say, oh no, know me, but you don't know the art. I read, oh no, listen to me sound. I read, and me get a rub down. I read, Kingston town. I wanna hear it from the Bull Bay Passé. I wanna hear it from the Rockford Passé. I wanna hear it from a Jungle Passé. And let me hear it from the TG Passé. New York, London and the Japanese Passé. I wanna hear it from the Spanish Passé. I wanna hear me Italian Passé. Big up Deutschland and the French Passé. I just the herbs, yeah. The sensei, the kiki, the bab.
And from Janine to an artist that I was introduced to very recently, the sounds of Kida and Ganja Tea. Was she also on the show?
No.
No, same, just checking. And coming up is Raging Fire, another wonderful young band from Jamaica focusing on dub. And this is Raging Dread, selected by DJ 745, followed by another short interview with the band, straight from Rebel Salute, just a few weeks ago. Granite King 745.
Thank you.
sounds of Raging Fire, live roots and dub band out of Jamaica. All these new vibes coming up, all these new bands, new generation is, and as they as Janine said herself in the show interview, it may sound new, but they are fully grounded in the tradition and the works of the elders, you know, and you can hear that in the vibes. And DJ 745 was down there getting these vibes live, and this is the Raging Fire interview from Rebel Salute 2013. Run it, King.
We're here backstage at Rebel Salute 2013, the preservation of reggae music. With me are a very, very aspiring band to emerge out of Jamaica in recent years, Raging Fire. Welcome to reggaespace.com.
It's a pleasure, man. Give thanks for life, Rasta. Yes,
man. All right, first of all, introduce yourselves to the listeners.
My name is Pele, bass player, backup singer.
Gizmo, guitar player.
Anthony Watson, drummer.
Kumar, singer. Demar Gale, keyboard player.
Marlon, engineer and background vocals.
So Raging Fire, over the past 12 months, over in Europe, we've been hearing the name Raging Fire more and more and more. Tell the listeners what's happening right now.
It's a positive movement going on right here. It's roots, rock, reality. You understand me? So everybody just need to log on because it's uplifting. It's a good vibe. It's new age music, young, energetic. Come on, Raging Fire.
Most definitely, because I know that in recent times we've not had many new bands emerging out of Jamaica, so listening to someone like Raging Fire is like a new leaf, you know, like some fresh young artists coming on the scene.
We feel very elated as a young artist coming on the scene. You know, it's pure love. You know, every artist that you go against, they give you pure love, and it's a wonderful experience, you know, coming from way down there, you know, and reaching somewhere right now and still aspiring to go a lot more. So it's a good feeling.
So how did you actually all come together as a band?
Well, at Edna Manley, started at Edna Manley College, you know what I mean, the School of Music. So except for Gizmo, who's a street musician, you know, who is the wisdom behind all of it. So we give thanks. But school is where it started.
What sort of recordings have you got in the pipeline for 2013?
So right now we have two new tracks. It's going to be released on the 22nd of this month, titled Nah Look Back and Raging Dread, produced by Raging Fire and Rory Stone Love. Massive track, so look out for us in iTunes, all over the digital download. Just go out and get it.
And don't forget the album, Judgment Day. It's out, you can get it in stores, digitally, iTunes, Amazon. You know, you can check it out, Judgment Day, Music for the Rebels.
Most definitely, because I know that working with someone like Rory, Al Stone Love, he's working with a lot of young new artists, like people like Janine, I think Augustus Pablo's son as well, Addis Pablo. Yeah, it must be great working amongst the vibe, amongst artists similar to yourselves.
Yeah, man, it's a creative process and a creative energy that's happening right now. So unite and make it happen, you know? Yes, far right.
Most definitely. And when can we expect to see Raging Fire over in Europe?
This spring, March, going into April. You know, we'll be in Germany, we'll be in Poland, we'll be in Czech Republic, and more countries to be announced very, very soon, you know? Yeah, man, check it out, man. Follow us on Facebook, you can check us out on Twitter, check us out on YouTube, and you'll find Raging Fire Music, iTunes, Amazon, it's all there.
Most of it, we give thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much for having us.
We give thanks, DJ 745, for the news straight out of Jamaica. Lots of interesting nuggets of knowledge there, and great to hear the vibes. I went in the background, and all the situation there is very heartwarming and very positive. Let me just quickly mention for those in Leicester that this coming Saturday, we have a very special event at the Music Caf. It's called Dig Deeper, and it's a community market from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then there's a community clash bringing together a whole heap of great artists within the UK, within Leicester, pardon me, on the Dig Deeper community market. Enough different stalls from town, from arts to clothing to music, and the counteraction stall shall be there. On the Sound Clash night, we have people on the market. We have DNA Record, Bare Ethics, Counteraction, HQ, Mod, Not Your Average Bar Crawl, Rhyme Square, Secret Wall, Spoonery Jewelry, Truffle Shuffle, Handmade Chocolates, Under the Counter, Watch This Space, Boutique, Well Gosh, and more. And then we have the Community Sound Clash from 10 to 4, where you have enough great music coming from some of the best crews in town. This is this Saturday. And do remember, don't forget, still the United Nations of Dub Weekend are running from the 22nd to the 25th of March, featuring a whole heap of artists. Just check iwanttickets.com for the tickets and info. The first one this year, the biggest dub and reggae event. Do make sure you support it. We have DJ 745. Next selection is by Protégé. We have some Tony Rebel music after that, and an interview by the man himself, the man behind Rebel Salute 2013, our focus for tonight, the 20th anniversary, with man like DJ 745 bringing us the interviews, the selection and all of the news. And that is followed afterwards by the Mighty Diamonds. So we shall try and squeeze it in within the next 19 minutes. Right in, King? Leonard King.
In tune to United Nations of Dub.
Say we are soldier, yes we are Robodub soldier. 745 say we are soldier, yes we are Robodub soldier. Hey, I Protégé represent for DJ 745, and always say we're Robodub soldier in our Jah army. Yeah, I dig. And this is
mind when I hail Rastafari, knowing his eyes are an eye. Jah be my guide, I reside with the Most High. Even in a drought I no cry. These are the times when I hail Rastafari, knowing that Jah will provide for I. I said he give it and he take it away. Understanding nothing is belonging to me. Earth will provide you with the necessity. They say simplicity is what we use in these days. And Rastafari prophesied there would be wars. Many possessions would be lost. What you live is what you leave with. So hold it close, it's the only thing that's yours. Cause every morning I rise, peace to my mind when I hail Rastafari. Knowing his eyes are an eye. Jah be my guide, I reside with the Most High. Even in a drought I no cry. These are the times when I hail Rastafari, knowing that Jah will provide for I. Because we know Jah, we cannot walk away. Hearts of the lion is telling us not to stay far. Cause when it all passes away, to abide in your presence is the only thing I pray for. Cause it is beautiful to know storms all around and you safely guide the way home. Yes, you're lightening my load. Keep me right there on the straight road. Every morning I rise, peace to my mind when I hail Rastafari. Knowing his eyes are an eye. Jah be my guide, I reside with the Most High. Even in a drought I no cry. These are the times when I hail Rastafari, knowing that Jah will provide for I. Oh, highly loved, you never forget. Highly blessed, don't you ever forget. Highly loved, don't you ever forget. Highly blessed, don't you ever forget. Every morning I rise, peace to my mind when I hail Rastafari. Knowing his eyes are an eye. Jah be my guide, I reside with the Most High. Even in a drought I no cry. These are the times when I hail Rastafari, knowing that Jah will provide for I.
power and the knowledge and the key. One, two, three, the Holy Trinity, yeah.
And I say, for man give you a dollar, you tell him thanks. Man give you orange, you tell him thanks. Why you don't say thanks for life? If you do that, that is right. I say we can't be ungrateful to Jah. We could never, never be ungrateful to Jah. Can't be ungrateful to Jah. We should never, never, never. I say we give you thanks in the morning and give praises in the night. So I and I man give praises, but still I celebrate life. So we give our thanks in the morning and give our praises in the night. So I and I man give praises, but still I celebrate life. I said temptation never come my way. Trying it best to lead I say, but Jah guide I and I footsteps day by day. Oh, love it never made me strong. I count my blessing one by one. I'm glad I'm a part of this creation. Remember the fact never have no food, and the feet never have any shoes. But I still maintain a good attitude. The sun, the moon, the star that shine, I know the wind is so divine. Jah, you are so merciful and you're so kind. So can't be ungrateful to Jah. We could never, never be ungrateful to Jah. Me say we can't be ungrateful to Jah. We could never, 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 never. So we give thanks in the morning and our praises in the night. So I and I man give praises, but still I celebrate life. So can I forget to make you live from those of you until you feel that help us to cross over that bridge. Beautiful the feelings I have felt because we found ourselves with them. Oh yes, we're happy even without earthly wealth. I've seen people who dug my pit, them same one fall down in it, and not even one strong I and I never live. So we can't be ungrateful to Jah. We could never, never be unfaithful to Jah. We say we can't be ungrateful to Jah. Could never, never be unfaithful to Jah. So we keep dancing on the morning, morning, and praises in the night. So I and I man give my zest. We still are celebrating life. You better run from a one or a dozen apple. You woulda kiss him foot, but I'm a rip and make a fuck him and make your life. You know I said thank you as it who run life. You don't really have a clue. Look much time we make a mess, how much time we transgress, and still Jah guide and him protect and me say nevertheless. How much time we helpless in a the act of death, but Jah help us to conquer. Stand up in a the place. So can't be ungrateful to Jah. Unfaithful to Jah. I notice all I'm up for when them attack, always running off the track. Cause constantly Jah is by my side and they always watch over my back. That's why I say I give a thanks in the morning, morning, and praises in the night. So I and I man give my best, we're still a celebrate life. A lot of people who we know before, they are not around anymore. So we should be thankful for life and try to endure. Not for sleep but never wake, so we have to give and take. Walking upon the righteousness for...
Of course, the unmistakable sounds of man like Tony Rebel, of which the Rebel Salute Festival is based on. And just got a little message directing me to Jah 9's page, Enough Respect Jah Porter. The launch of the new name album produced by Rory Stone Love is actually on Tuesday, February 26th in Jamaica at Red Bones Blue Cafe, which is on One Argyle Road for those of you down there in Kingston 10. The rest can live stream it via jamaicanmusic.com. Program starts around 7 p.m. I'm guessing local time. So that's for a brand new album from a brand new artist. Respect to Jah Porter for that link right there. And without further ado, this is Tony Rebel himself as interviewed by our selector tonight, man like DJ 745, fresh back from Rebel Salute 2013. Go ahead, King Tony, tell him.
Richmond Estate has suddenly lit up this evening with the 20th staging of Rebel Salute. Gives me great pleasure to welcome Tony Rebel after a great, great performance live on stage.
Yeah, man, give thanks, give thanks.
So, Tony Rebel, this has all come together in such great fashion. How do you feel about how the event's progressing?
Yeah, man, we feel good about the progress, feel good about the movements, feel good about the show tonight, and we give thanks. Hope we can grow from strength to strength.
Most definitely, because the theme of this year's eventing is the preservation of reggae music.
Yes, it is the preservation of reggae music. We want to preserve that.
Most definitely, because there's quite a lot of negative aspects within reggae music in recent years, and I think the shows like this can only help to push things further forwards.
Right, it's true. I mean, the foundation was set on solid ground, and therefore there has to be a next generation that come and help to put it forward.
Most definitely. I can see that a lot of organization has gone into making tonight the first night of two nights. Yes. This is the first time we're having two nights in the history of Rebel Salute.
Yes, it's the first time, and we like the support. The support is looking good.
Most definitely. We give thanks for taking the time out to talk to us.
Thank you, man. You're most welcome. All right, bless.
Yes, so that was Tony Rebel himself. What a vibe. You can kind of hear him smiling still. The man has a brilliant smile. And I saw some of the footage. The people love that man.
Most definitely. I mean, Tony Rebel is an artist.
Pardon me, go ahead again.
Most definitely, Tony Rebel is an artist that has a lot of respect over in Jamaica and worldwide as well. And, you know, we give thanks for the works that he puts in because, you know, to put on an event like Rebel Salute isn't an overnight thing. You know, there's a lot of work that has gone on in the background. In fact, a lot of his family, a lot of his children are actually very heavily involved within the organisation of the 2 days as well. So, yeah, we look forward to 2014.
Brilliant. And yes, it's been a real pleasure having you over. 2 hours was definitely not enough. Just some quick big ups from you and then we have, well, I'll let you introduce it.
Well, firstly, we've got to give thanks to yourself, iMitri, for inviting us to United Nations of Dub show, lodging up all the United Nations of Dub family, lodging up all the Leicestershire family as well, Mr. Feelgood, Rutical, Wanton International, bigging up all the people out there listening in over the World Wide Web as well. We give thanks. We're going to leave you with the sounds of the Mighty Diamonds, classic from Channel 1.
And hold tight, man like Jahecht and man like Jamdaba and all the good family locked on. Next week, just like each and every last Monday of the month, Eitel Roots shall be in session, strictly vinyl business. Blessed love one and all. Of the Mighty Diamonds indeed. One last squeeze of an interview. Give thanks, DJ 745. Do check the man's show regularly. Look him up, very easy to find. Blessed love, guidance and protection, one and all. Last words from the Mighty Diamonds themselves as interviewed by the man down in the yard. 745, what a show. Big up yourself.
It's not to a Rebel Salute 20th anniversary. Just shortly come off stage as a vocal harmony group that has its roots back in one of the golden years of reggae music. I'd like to give a warm welcome to the Mighty Diamonds. Please introduce yourselves to the listeners.
Well, my name is Lloyd Ferguson, better known as George Diamond.
My name is Donald Shaw, better known as Tabby Diamond.
I am Fitzroy Simpson, better known Bonner Diamond.
What a great performance that was. I know that time was short because we have such a big list of artists still to come on stage, but you delivered some classics in that short set.
Yeah, we have to just cut and swallow, you know.
True and ringing, just getting warm.
Yeah, it's one problem I have, which is to have some more time, you know.
Most definitely, because you, as a group, Mighty Diamonds, you're not newcomers to Rebel Salute, because you performed at least a couple of times before, from memory, right?
Yeah, we did this week about the third time.
What do you think of the new format and the new venue for 20-year anniversary?
I like this venue. Very look like nice, you know, it makes special like it, a design this year for the whole event, you know what I mean? I'm like it.
One thing I can tell you, this venue here, more central. The next venue, although Petron go that length, you know, but this more nearer to like it in the center.
I mean, Muta Brook has just come on stage now in between acts, and he's just said that he compared last night to something like Reggae Sunsplash. So, you as a group, how many years have you been together for?
About 40 years.
So, as a one of those foundation groups from the golden eras, what do you think of today's state of reggae music?
Well, today's state. Well, you have a lot of good artists today still, you know? You know, and, you know, vice versa. You know? So all I'm afraid is just keep the thing positive.
Because I know that a lot of the younger artists that are coming out, especially in the dance hall, they're not promoting the right message.
Well, I didn't say the right message. So, because sometimes a man thinks what he's doing is the best thing. But them have to really think what am I doing, you know?
Mind.
You have to do the right thing, you know?
And I'll make it positive, because everybody listening to you, the world listening to you, you have to do some positive. You can't negative thing, and my whole place smash up. You have to do things positive, everybody all right. But happy in the day. But happy in the day, yeah.
Most definitely, because at the moment, tell the listeners what Mighty Diamonds are working on in terms of current projects.
Well, right now we're in the studio doing a new album.
Okay.
So pretty soon you will hear.
So I really we plan to fix the business.
Most definitely, that's what we need, because certain aspects of the music business at the moment aren't going in the right direction. So I think it's really artists like yourselves that have been in the business from the origins need to come back and promote more roots and culture.
That's right, yeah, that's why we are for, you know. We set the thing the right way and teach you them all for the thing, you know what I mean? Because them are the wrong thing and we want to do them the right. As long as them do the right thing, the music is more powerful. I know reggae is the biggest music right now still, you know what I understand? But we need, in Jamaica, we need to get more culture into the music more, yeah.
When can we expect the Mighty Diamonds over in Europe? Because I know a lot of our listeners are listening in from Europe right now. When can we expect to see you on a stage close to home?
Well, I think it's somewhere around July, you know, this summer.
So have any dates been confirmed, or is it in negotiations at the moment?
Oh, well, there's negotiations going on.
Mighty Diamonds, pleasure talking to you today. We give thanks for the great works and continue to do the great. Bless up.
The following program contains explicit content and adult themes. Language of this manner is not aimed to distress or shock, and the opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Demon FM. However, if language of this nature is likely to upset or offend you, then turning off is advised.
You are listening to Demon FM.
Demon FM 107.5.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.